Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, what's left of America. How are you doing today? This is the Spirit of America party. Party of one. And bartender, a champagne, I have a coupon. And we also have a book. It's a primer. It's a sub-primer. And chapter one in the book is Drugs Suck. And as we watch our glorious heroes going down one at a time, to drug overdoses, we ask ourselves, are we jam tight and jelly free? It is really sad. But the good news tonight, and it's not tonight, it's only 3:17 p.m. in the Big Apple, the town where Mayor Bloomberg tried to make the people not do pee-pee in more than 32 ounces. No drug tests, just testing for soft drinks. What a waste he was. It was all about him. It's all about him. It's unbelievable. Just because a guy's rich doesn't make him popular. Anyway, the good news tonight, this afternoon, is the Trump tax plan. Have you heard about it? Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. Everybody pays $20. And it has to be in Jackson bills. The Trump tax plan, everybody pays $20. And this is the bonus. Wait till you hear the bonus. The House and the Senate are going to the Rio Grande to build the wall. Hey, get your trowel, y'all. Get the trowel. And we've come to find out, and all Americans now realize that the polls are rigged and the polls are not to be trusted or believed. In my recent survey throughout the land, as I planted the seeds of freedom, walking from state to state, I've come to the conclusion there are only two polls you can trust, and those polls are my polls, Stashu and Wanda. And they predict that Hitlery will get two terms, Stashu and Wanda say. She will get 10 to 20 for espionage and 20 to 50 for murder. We have a cover-up government run by cover-up politicians. CYA is the word for today. 1 year ago, the rhino rats saw El Trumpo on the horizon. They said that we must crush his chances, so we will make a rule. If he wins, the people's vote will give to Jeb Bush. Then Bush washed out. One thing that bothers me about Bush, I saw George Sr. with Barbara at a Republican rally or a debate, might have been a debate, and they showed a close-up of Bush Sr. I think he was sitting in a wheelchair. And he was looking at Trump, and he took his finger and he ran it across his throat, Cosa Nostra style. And that really worried me. And he had a smile on his face, like a little crazy smile. And that bothered me because this man used to be the president and he was the head of the CIA. So, if he wants to make it look like a suicide, you could have three shots in the back of the head. Too much, man. Too much. So they said, if Trump wins the people's vote, we'll give those votes to Jeb Bush. And Bush washed out. And then they said, let's use Rubio to take out Trump. But Rubio washed out. Then they said, let's back Cruz to take out Trump. And once the bigger threat is gone, we will take out Cruz on a legal technicality. And then we will shove our favorite rhino rat down the people's throat. And besides that, the Demo Camos are with us. The communist media is with us. And now even the Conjob servatives are with us. Boy, did you guys damage your image. Trump is completely isolated and we can get away with anything. Yeah, like Lavoie Finicum on a mound of snow in the middle of nowhere, shot by 16 government agents. I'm watching the swamp people today. Everybody says America can't come out from under, that there isn't enough patriotism left in the country to stand up to tyranny. And I'm watching guys that are hunting alligators down in Louisiana, and I'm saying to myself, you're going to take the guns away from these guys? Are you going to subjugate them? They will come out of the swamps, and you will disappear. and they will disappear back into the swamps. And it's not only them. It's every farmer, every fisherman, every fighting American. And they know it. The communists know it. They know that 20% of the country will always be pro-American and stand up and fight. And Bill Ayer says that 20% has to be eliminated, liquidated. That's how they do it in the Soviet Union. They cordon off whole areas and starve the people to death, like they did to the Ukrainians. What did they kill? 20 million Ukrainians? Starve them to death? Forced mothers and fathers to eat their own children? Oh, these are wicked people doing the devil's work. There's no God in communism. So, the only group that's more treacherous than the Rhino Rats is the Clinton Clan. They have the all-inclusive party. You ever see, oh, we're a golden mosaic. We're the party that loves one another. We love the blacks and we love the Latinos and we love people of color. Who's on the platform? Two white honkies. That's all we got room for. Get down. Get off those stairs. Give them that broken ladder with the missing rungs. Stay down there. How dare you come up to our platform? Yes, we're all inclusive. The only problem is the all-inclusive party has no inclusives to run. They couldn't find one Latino. Nope, we looked high and low. They couldn't find one American from Africa. No, there was nobody qualified. Couldn't find a one Oriental, one Filipino, Indian, American, or from Calcutta. There was nobody that made the cut. But they all got cut. The only thing that's up there are two whites on Social Security. Yeah. One communist and a crazy woman, Madame LaFarge. You ever see the Three Musketeers? Check Hillary's shoulder for the fleur de lis. Madame LaFarge. I call her Madame LaFarge. Yes. So, the Democrat plan is the suckers will do as we tell them. But then along came Trump. And soon it will be high noon. Time for a little Arabic music.
Thank you. قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك قمر دول ولا عينك قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك معقول أكون حبيت
That guy's name, or that cat's name, is Amaro Diab. And it goes to prove there's at least one good Muslim in the Middle East. And that's a love song. And the Egyptian people, they, many of them, are good people. Just like they are good Kuwaitis, they're good Emiratis, they are good Saudis. Unfortunately, the devil has taken over the religion and has made it a tool of destruction, self-destruction, it is said. But anyway, Amaro Diab, he's like the Michael Jackson of Egypt. And President Obama and Hillary Clinton nearly destroyed Egypt. Mubarak kept the peace in Egypt for 30 years. And he kept his promise with Israel for 30 years. And that annoyed the Obama administration, which is a pro-terrorist. The head of the CIA is a Muslim, an Irish Muslim. Everybody just put their drinks down in the pub. What are you talking about, Irish? There's no such thing. Well, yeah, we got one. We got one. His name is Brennan the Moor. It's Brennan the Moor. Brennan the Moor sold out his country. Yes, Brennan the Moor. You don't think he's the head of the CIA because Obama didn't want him, do you? We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So, this General Sisi took over Egypt. He stopped the Obama cell phone revolution. CNN was there at the height of the revolution. Anderson Cooper and one girl reporter who got raped, but they covered it up. You know how the communists cover up everything. Cover up the truth and keep telling the lies. And Anderson Cooper was lucky to get out of there with his pants on. But that's been whitewashed. Whitewashed by the white people. Unbelievable, man. Sisi saved Egypt. And you know, Egypt could be the biggest tourist trap in the world. They could have a gold mine there. Everybody could be making a buckaroos. It could be a paradise for tourists, but a handful of jerks will stop it from ever being visited. It is really sad. Okay, so having said that, I was on a blog site that belongs to an outfit called Western Journalism. And the article infatuated me. I gained 20 pounds. I was so infatuated. The title of the article was, Cruz fires back at Fox News. Criticizes Trump campaign surrogates. Now, the campaign surrogates definitely wasn't Fox News. Fox News lost their reputation and image trying to destroy El Trumpo. And for all you women out there who are listening to the BS that women won't vote for Trump, and that's what the communists are saying. Women will not vote for Trump. They don't like him. He got 67% of the women's vote in New York in the Republican primary. And women are starting to name their babies Donald. It's no longer Arnold. It's now Donald. And somebody said to him, "Mr. President, you know, there are critics who say that your wife is not presidential material." And he said, "What, do you want to have a contest? I you know, I love beauty contests. But my wife will win hands down." Oh, what loyalty. Well, that's the guy I want behind me. I want somebody watching my six, and only Donald Trump will do it. Donald Trump sent $25,000 to Sergeant Tamarussi, who was rotting away. He was Benghazi'd by Clinton and Obama. The guy suffered. He was a Marine sergeant, discharged with PTSD. He made a wrong turn at the Mexican border. He immediately announced he made a wrong turn, and he had weapons in the car. And they arrested him, and they put him in jail for 214 days. And Obama sent nobody to get him out. You know why? Because he was the wrong color. He was red, white, and blue. So Trump took care of him, sent him $25,000. Trump also went, visited the 911 memorial and dropped $100,000. And if Trump would just listen to me, he can pick up 10 points in the election by doing one thing, very simple, over 3 days, build a private veterans hospital telethon over 3 days. At the end of the 3 days, the hospital will be paid for. His image will be increased by 10%, and if he wants to throw in a home for wayward girls in trouble, he can pick up another 7 points. And that's all he's got to do. He don't have to spend a dime. But who listens to the spirit of America? So here's what the comments are. Kathy Joe says, lots of laughs. Cruz has had more airtime than Trump, but he's always talking about Trump's free publicity. That's how smart he is, right? These other jerks are stealing the money from the people, pocketing half of it, buying advertising, and they're saying Trump is getting all the free advertising. When Trump shows up for the party, 24 million viewers come with him. When he came to the first debate, he brought 24 million viewers to that debate. And when Fox tried to screw him, he left with 25 million viewers. And Fox has not been the same since. Their reputation is shot. And Donna says, Trump is on Fox and Friends every morning, sometime between 7 and 8. And Cruz gets more airtime? I don't think so. You see, you know, Cruz don't get out of bed till 9. Trump only needs 4 hours sleep. This guy is in 3 states in one day. Follow him around. You'll get dizzy. John says, Donna, Kathy is part of the Trump cult. Facts and reality don't matter to her. Let me tell you something. Trump should be on the $20 bill, because if he was on the $20 bill, it would be worth $50. Tim says, Trump has the stones to take any and all invites from the media. That's right. He goes where he's hated the most. He don't care. You invite him, he'll show. He has been on all news networks and even shows like The View. Cruz just complains about the time Trump has, but he lacks the testicles to get out there and do the interviews. Trump does have two big Liberty Bells. Because, like on Hannity's show, he'll be expected to answer questions and no lies. So Cruz don't want to go on Hannity. Hannity opened up his show to everybody, everybody. And who didn't go? Bernie Sanders, Hillary, and Trump. And Cruz. And Henry says, hey, Trumpanzee. 10 out of 10 different courts have already ruled in favor of Cruz running for president. None have supported your position. Keep it up. But remember what the definition of insanity is, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Well, you know what? I made a list of the 10 courts. One was in Ottawa. One was in Toronto. One was in Manitoba. Hans says, Henry, it just went to Supreme Court. Try again. And Justin says, Henry, you're a Cruz female dog. Unbelievable. Ann says, wait until Super Tuesday. Ron says, Lion Ted has been whining like a little baby ever since he was beat so bad in New York. He can't win. He should get out and vote Trump. Steve says, Trump is a total fraud. Support him at your peril. He lies about Cruz. Let me tell you something. All politicians lie. Trump is an amateur compared to the politicians. But he's learning quick. He does learn quick. And he's got better intel. He knows the next move of the enemy before they make it. And never forget something about Trump. He is the biggest fan of George Patton. And George Patton says, never let the enemy pick the battlefield. You pick the battlefield. And that's what Trump does. Michelle says, so Fox bashes Trump and promotes Cruz 24/7. And when he is finally out of the picture by fax, they bash him. And now he's going to cry. He's just dying for attention. Facts are facts. He's out of the race and his numbers will decline in the upcoming elections. And he's going to have to cry some more. I guess all his winning he talks about didn't get him far. Susan says, they'll be more than likely end up in the convention where it's bye-bye Trump. Never going to happen, honey. Trump's going to get 1,100, and then they're going to find the rule that they're hiding, that it's really 1,100 and not 1,237. And then Trump is going to get 1,241. You can't beat Trump. That's what the trumpets are for. Michelle, RNC doesn't even like Cruz. You're dreaming and wishing he would get is delusional. Cruz is a plan for the establishment to do whatever they want. It's true. That establishment is very strong. They've been getting away with murder. Shirley says, ah, Teddy boy, but it's not just Trump who is whining about the legal process. It needs to be changed. I'm not whining. I'm making a suggestion. John Henry says he's from Sedalia, Missouri. The system may not be legal, but it's obviously positioned so that those at the top can determine who their candidate will be. Remember, these are the same schmucks that gave you McCain, Palin, and Romney. Romney was the worst. It's like the guy walked off the job. And when after he won the first debate, he lay down and died. Romney is the classic statement on the plains of hesitation bleached the bones of countless millions who, upon the threshold of victory, sat down and waited, and waiting they died. Ryan and neither of them could beat a black man in predominantly white, prejudiced America. Doesn't speak well for what they think of their constituents. The GOP assumed they would vote Republican no matter who they presented. Now, Regino Garcia says, that may be true in a true democracy, but not so in a representative republic. Still, if we want change, we need to elect people with integrity and true character, not bozos like we have now, who are only in it for their own good and not in the middle of the campaign. Regino, you are one bueno hombre. You are savvy, amigo. Very good. Viva el Trumpo. We'll give you a tune. Everybody wants to be American. Couple of headlines from Newsmax. Trump at Connecticut rally. No plans of toning down the rhetoric. And then Senator Grassley, he says the FBI could leak Clinton email investigation. So what they're telling you is the DOJ is sitting on the investigation. The DOJ is going to protect the Clintons. They've been protecting the Clintons since Eric Holder packaged the Mark Rich pardon for President Pinocchio pants. And Trump is attacking Cruz on his Canadian birth again. It is sad, very sad. Let's see what other headlines we got. Ooh. Okay. Let's see. We're going to have to get some AOL news. You trust AOL? I don't trust AOL, but I favor them over the others. Maybe it's because my email address is on AOL, and I get all my mail from through AOL. But let's see what we got. Four headlines. Trump pulls one unexpected move to woo the RNC. The frontrunner made a surprising decision in an effort to persuade key GOP figures to back him as the nominee after remarks of slamming his own party. Former rival helping him in a big way. This is from AOL News, who hates Trump. And Ben Carson is great. I like Ben Carson. If we had Ben Carson instead of Obama, we would be the shining star today. Fresh from his victory, Trump is now conducting a charm offensive against a bitter enemy, the RNC. And he's right about it. And everybody knows it. Everybody, one thing about Trump, whatever he says is the truth. And he doesn't care what the results are. And they all follow him. He said, we're going to have a wall. They said he can't have a wall. A couple of weeks later, you know, I always said we should have a wall. Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, and Mexico will pay for it. Mexico will never pay. How is he going to get? O'Reilly said, how are you going to get Mexico to pay for the wall? And he told them, oh, we're going to take some money away from them. Well, that's not very nice. Better that 10 tons of heroin come in every day on the backs of poor little people with guns to their heads. So, and their message was, his campaign strategist's name is Paul Manafort, and it included soft-spoken former candidate Ben Carson. So he's using Carson and Manafort to woo the RNC. If I was the RNC, I'd be wooed, because if you ain't wooed and you're going to stick it to him, he going to stick it to you. And you're going to be out of work. Yeah, it's Trump's famous words, you're fired. And their message was an attractive one, according to the Times that hates Trump. Did you know that when John McCain was running for president, he wrote an editorial and he sent it to the Times and they rejected it. They refused to publish it. Until he rewrote it. And what did McCain say? Did McCain denounce the Times? No. He didn't say anything. There's a story on the side here. In 1790, a Jewish congregation wrote to George Washington. Stories we love. I remember him going to Connecticut to thank a Jewish congregation for their support. Their financial support in his revolution, our revolution. So I'm sure that's a complimentary story that ties in with that. And the message that Manafort and Carson are bringing is his abrasive public persona would soon turn into something more presidential. You see all these people? You know, if he was a little bit more like this, and if he was a little bit more like that, he wouldn't be turning off so many people. He would be one of us. Yeah. Turn him off, Donald. Turn him off. Point him out. I like when he points out the press. You ever see him do that? They must feel like 2 feet tall. Politics is a team sport and we can't win, Priebus says. you know, Rheon's priebus. I went to the doctor. He told me I got Rheon's priebus in 2 weeks to live. And he gave me a bill for $200,000. And I said, how am I going to pay this bill, doc? He says, okay, 2 years to live. Anyway, so where were the comments? Let's see what the comments are. You like the comments? I read the comments more than I read the news. And Patty, who's got a little drop and puddle as a symbol, a leopard does not change his spots. Or his taste in meat. The more I hear about this man, the more I respect him, says Robert. And M. Parfel, these people with the raindrop symbol, they're anti-Trump. M. Parfel says he's a phony. Oh, they're saying Donald Trump refuses to release birth certificate and passport records. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, he was born in Kenya in the communist center. Black belt Ron, black garter belt Ron says, trash mouth Trump will go away and civil speaking Trump will appear. What does it matter? Does it matter? We need a winner. We haven't had a winner in a long, long time. You put your money in the bank and the bank charges you for putting your money in there. That's what's coming. $15 minimum wage? Yeah. For one guy and 10 robots. You know, when they pay the robots, they're going to write it off. You think robots are going to, the government's going to pass a law that says robots need social security numbers? Sad, these people remember 67% of New York women voted for Trump in the primary. Yeah, this is all anti-Trump propaganda. Well, I guess I'm going to have to lay some stuff on them. I have to convert them to Trumpism. In the meantime, I'm going to take a few seconds out and I'm going to make a plea to 22 veterans who are going to commit suicide today and tonight. Don't do it. You gave us your all and you paid a terrible price. Do not let the devil rob your soul. Stay with us. We need you. We need you. We love you. Stay with us. Do not give up. You gave your all for us. You put it all on the line. You risked your life and limb. Do not check out. There are great days ahead. The sun gets brighter and more pretty every day. Flowers are growing. Go to church. Sit in a pew. Ask for God's help. He's the only one that knows you. He created you. He loves you.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes,
Beautiful, beautiful. Girl's name is Mescuri. I can't remember her first name. Is it Melina? Melina Mescuri? Okay, she's Greek. Beautiful song. Beautiful. Okay. So where are we? All those guys on AOL, boy, they were tearing up Trump, weren't they? That was very sad. I did not like that. That broke my heart. Okay, speaking of heartbreak, Prince is dead. Prince is dead, 57 years old. The casualty rate among entertainers is very high. And of course, you know, in 2014, we lost 10,000 Americans to heroin. In 2014, 10,000 Americans just in heroin. And we have a drug epidemic, and now it's become big business, and now they're making it legitimate so that the big business crooks can outmaneuver the crooks. And it's really sad. And the solution to the problem is the buyer. No buyer, the product dries up, blows away. The buyer is the cause of the problem. And you know that Obama turned loose 5,000 drug dealers from prison. You know that, right? He did it right after he signed the biggest drug deal with Fidel Castro. Wait till you see the Cuban gold that comes into this country. They'll be offloading it from cruise ships. You have no idea what's coming. And never forget that drugs is chemical warfare. And the experts at chemical warfare are the Russians and the Chinese. And they bring the drugs to the United States. And if you ever look at any of the crazies killing other crazies throughout the world, they're all shooting them with AK-47s. The Russian economy should be great, but of course the guys at the top are pocketing all the money. But that's all AK-47 sales. Everywhere you look, if you go into the deepest jungle, the guy behind the tree's got an AK-47 delivered by the Soviet Union that did not collapse. It only faked collapse. Yeah. And you know that 17% of the Chinese economy goes to build their military. 17%. You think about that. And think about this. At the end of World War II, the United States had the largest merchant marine fleet in the world. And within a couple of years, we destroyed it. We couldn't be competitive. So what did you do? And we sold out to the foreigners. How did that help our merchant marines? Oh, well, too bad for them. It's every man for himself. Yeah, we'll see that story unfold. Yep. D-Day is coming up. On D-Day, the sky was blackened by planes, American planes. He who rules the skies rules the world. He who rules space rules the world. Well, we like to let our friends catch up, our allies. Who are your allies? Russia, China, Iran. What about Britain? Oh, President Obama went there. He straightened them all out yesterday. He told them why he threw Winston Churchill's bust. He moved it up to the second floor. Yeah, what a lie he told. This guy is a great liar. But I'll tell you what worries me. England is gone. There is no more England. They even got a punk rock song about there's no more England. And if you noticed, I don't know if you noticed on that, but a lot of documentary people and a lot of news people, they all have British accents. You look at Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is now speaking on an American TV network, and he's denouncing Americans. Yeah, he came here from England because he ruined his country, and now he's over here to ruin ours, and he wants everybody to turn in their guns. Hello, Pierce, why don't you go collect them yourself? You know what? Start with the Indian reservations. Go up to Wounded Knee. Yeah. Hey, Pierce. After that, you could do the ghettos, and you have a better chance than a diamond salesman going door to door. Unbelievable. Piers Morgan is going to bring peace to the world. What a joke. I'm going to give you a little Cuban fantasy. Ooh, it's 6 minutes. I'll give you, Brazil's a little too soft. Would you want to hear about Hillary and the cover-up? We'll just ask her one question. Madam Secretary, is it true you left those guys to die in Benghazi?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
John Kerry, is it true you made a bundle on the Obama health care plan by selling short pill companies that were getting knocked off the plan? And buying long pill companies that were being added to the plan? What, isn't that insider tradering?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hello. Department of Justice, Ms. Lynch, is it true you're covering up for Hillary and you covered up for Eric Holder? And you covered up for Fast and Furious? Is it true that you convicted the last conservative congressman in New York as a favor to the party of death?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. touch this.
Hello, pro-choice people. What's the choice for the kids? Do the kids have a choice? Can't they submit an absentee ballot? Are they all prisoners of the womb on death row?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
President Pinocchio pants. When Hillary goes to prison, are you going to be at the prison bus stop to wave her goodbye with tears in your eyes as you climb into the Playboy limo?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hey, Colorado, how's that drug thing working out? Did you see the pot party they had? Where'd they have it? In San Francisco. They had a pot party. And it cost $50,000 to clean up after the animals when they left. Hey, animals, why didn't you clean up yourself?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch.
Hey, Robert Reich, at a hearing, when Obama squandered $2 billion in shovel-ready jobs, was the shovels used to bury the American dream? And is it true that you told Congress, be sure that none of this money goes to white construction workers? I saw it on YouTube.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hey, President Clinton, the night that George Bush was down in Texas and he met with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia in a hotel, after George went to bed and you went to see the King of Saudi Arabia, did you convert? No, not from Islam. I mean from reals to dollars.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this.
Can you check out any books at the Clinton Library, or they're being held down so that the pages don't turn with gold bricks?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hey, Hitlery, didn't you say that you would be there for the American people and take the 3 a.m. phone call? What happened to the 911 call from Benghazi?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hey, that lawyer from, what was his name? The lawyer who committed suicide in a park and there was no mud on his shoes. What's the name of that? Vince Foster. Whatever happened to Vince Foster?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Whatever happened to Breitbart?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Did you try and set up Princely O'Neill, the Navy SEAL that killed Bin Laden, when they asked him, how did you kill Bin Laden? He went bap, bap, bap. Well, he was asleep in his car, had a little much to drink. He was in his car and he was asleep with the motor running in a parking lot. And the local police, living up to the code of Hammurabi, arrested him. They couldn't have turned the keys off in the ignition, dropped the keys in his lap and whispered in his ear, thank you for your service. No, he's too American. He has to be made an example of. Isn't that true, communists or Democrats?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Okay, enough said. We're going to do let's see what we got here. We got it. We're gonna say sayonara. I'm gonna wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Donald Trump has promised that we're gonna say Merry Christmas again, so I thought I'd get a jump on that. And I'm gonna go out with a girl song, dedicated to Katrina Valente. And Donald Trump loves women, and women have no better friend than Donald Trump. Katrina Valente, and I'll tell you who else has no better friend than Donald Trump. The Latinos, he is going to make you rich. The blacks, he's going to save your jobs that are going to illegal immigrants. Wake up. Get smart. Look smart. Be smart. Thank you, Katrina. Hit those high notes for us, baby.
Thank you.